The waiter's voice rang through the hall. You get no bread with one meatball. Excuse me, Nancy. It was meatball madness this weekend for me. And in fact, the meatballs that I made were using quite a bit of bread, as well as buttermilk and a fantastic secret weapon ingredient that I'd never tried in quite that way before. It was from the wonderful SeriousEats.com website. It was Daniel Gritzer's recipe for Italian-American meatballs. You want to hear about it and the secret weapon?
I do. Are you kidding?
He uses gelatin, which I've been doing, too, for a long time in meatballs and meatloaf and that kind of thing. But what I usually do is just sprinkle some unflavored gelatin over a cracked egg, let it sit for a while, mix it up into the egg, and then mix all that into the rest of the meat mixture.
But wait, why?
Oh, it just makes for a nicer, moister meatball. It has a nicer mouthfeel. It's more toothsome. It just makes the meatball better and always good meatloaf, too. But Gritzer is doing it a whole different way, and when I read this, I couldn't wait to try it. He's using a gelatinized chicken stock. Now, if you've made your own chicken stock with lots of bones, it's going to be plenty gelatinous on its own once it's chilled. But I'd used up the last of my homemade last week. So this time, I just took some canned chicken stock, mixed in a little gelatin powder, heated it up, let it cool, then into the fridge. And then once it was chilled and gelled, I minced that up and added it to all the other ingredients in the mix, which included a panade made out of bread and buttermilk. And those were hands down the very best Italian-American style meatballs that I have ever had. And De Groot said the same. It was really a clever method that Gritzer came up with. The other meatballs I made over the weekend were also from Serious Eats, and they were Shaoxi's Shanghai style lion's heads meatballs, and they were using tofu as a filler.
Tofu was the filler in lieu of bread.
Right. But I didn't really see that much of a difference. But I think what I will do next time I make lion's head is to use the minced chicken gelatin from Gritzer's Italian-American meatball recipe instead of the tofu for lion's heads. But I know you've been meatballing too, Nance. So what have you been up to?
Well, you know, I haven't meatballed this weekend, but one of the meatball recipes I love to make is the sand pot casserole of sweet, sour, and spicy meatballs from Barbara Tropp's China Moon Cookbook.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of the few things I use my beautiful big clay pot in, the sand pot, and it's just a glorious recipe. It takes many hours, and the best idea is to actually make the nice pork meatballs early on, even the day before, so that putting together the rest of the dish isn't so difficult. It's a big ingredient-heavy dish with a lot of vegetables and glass noodles, but I think when the sauce is put in it in the end, it's not only gorgeous to look at, it is absolutely delicious.
Well, you got me sold, so where can I and the rest of the Food for Thought punters get their hands on that recipe?
Well, I suggest you go buy the book, Barbara Tropp's China Moon Cookbook, or borrow it from the library.
Great idea. And Nance, those Daniel Gritzer Italian-American meatballs from SeriousEats.com were absolutely great. I can recommend them highly enough. They're the best of their kind I ever tried.
Okay, I love the idea of using my own chicken stock's gelatin, its natural gelatin, to fortify meatballs. And I'm going to try that next time for sure, Stein. So thanks for the tip.
With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
On top of spaghetti.
Listen, I'm Dick the Meatball Stein, reminding you that
you get no bread with one meatball.